Welcome to Obesity, a Disease, the official Obesity Medicine Association podcast exploring the many facets of the disease of obesity. In this series of podcasts, we have carefully selected recent articles included in the latest version of the OMA Obesity Algorithm, which is a comprehensive review of obesity medicine that can be found at obesitymedicine.org. We then discuss this new science with obesity experts. In this episode, OMA Chief Science Officer Dr. Harold Bays interviews Dr. Mahtab Ahmed about safety and effectiveness of longer-term phentermine use. Obesity, a Disease podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Medicine Association, the clinical leaders in obesity medicine.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Harold Bays, Medical Director and President of the Louisville Metabolic and Atherosclerosis Research Center, located in Louisville, Kentucky. Today, we're going to be discussing a recent article included in the Obesity Medicine Association Obesity Algorithm. And we look at these articles, discuss these articles with experts in these Obesity Medicine Association podcast entitled Obesity, a Disease. And today we're fortunate to have with us Dr. Mahtab Ahmed. Dr. Ahmed, why don't you tell the people who you are, what you do?
Hello. Thank you, Dr. Bays. This is Dr. Mahtab Ahmed. I'm actually a medical bariatrician leading a non-surgical weight loss program in Genesis Center in Davenport, Iowa. I just started in January as a full-time non-surgical bariatrician. In addition to helping people to lose weight, our team also getting involved in teaching the resident and medical students. I want to stop there. I don't need to tell a whole lot about it.
Right. Okay, well, great. Well, the article that that you chose is an article written by Lewis, and it's entitled Safety and the Effectiveness of Longer-Term Phentermine Use, Clinical Outcomes from an Electronic Health Record Cohort. And this was published in Obesity, the journal Obesity, in 2019. And basically, what they did is they examined these electronic health records, and it seemed to support the efficacy and probably more importantly, the cardiovascular disease safety of the use of phentermine for longer than 12 weeks. I think the thing that sometimes gets lost when people review this article, this was quite a popular article after it's been published, is the fact that, again, this is a retrospective electronic health record review in patients at low cardiovascular disease risk. So I think that's important for folks to keep in mind, but that's just my take on it. Dr. Mahtab, what is your take? What is your overall sense of the message behind this article?
You know, you sent me multiple articles. I picked this one because this is, I think, as a clinician, we are facing every single day. Now, phentermine is the most commonly prescription in our country for weight management. And every single day I face questions from the patient as well as the clinician who are not expert in obesity medicine. Couple of questions. Number one, do I have increased risk of heart problem when I take this medicine? Number two, how long I can use it? As we know that it is indicated only for 3 months, that's a very common question, even from primary care physicians who are not expert on weight management. And number three question is the potential for addiction. So as a clinician, it is difficult to answer those questions because we don't have a whole lot of good data. Now, here comes this article, gives you clear idea. It is a retrospective study, but what they find out is that you can use it even 24 months, according to their study record, And the risk does not increase. The cardiovascular risk does not increase. So there are the two positive things about this. Right way of the bat with this, that you can use longer term. You don't have to stop giving after 3 months. And after reading this article, I feel confident talking with our colleagues as well as the patient that obesity is a complex disease. If we find the right combination of diet, exercise, medicine, behavioral change, and if we find the right medicine, if that is the medicine for that patient, there is no reason to stop it until, you know, that you know, most of the people, they say we have to stop. But I don't think if it is the right medicine for that patient, it should be continued. My only difference in this kind of medicine compared to other medicine is after about few months, you can use that as needed. I think there are some study on that also. And in patient group that I have been using as needed after a few months of the weight loss period. That is the reason I actually picked it, because it answered very common question that we face as a clinician every single day.
Right. And I think that in speaking with the Obesity Medicine Association members and obesity medicine specialists in general, as you correctly mentioned, the use of phentermine, it's the number one anti-obesity agent that's prescribed. And the real challenge is the fact that we don't have long-term prospective randomized trials to look at efficacy, and we sure don't have it with regard to safety. So if you don't have the data to be able to guide patient care, then you have to go to whatever data that you have. And in this study, you correctly stated that this was about 14,000 patients. So is this a definitive study that proves that phentermine is safe to use after 12 weeks? And the answer is, well, no. But it's as good evidence as we've got. And I want to revert back to what I said before and something that you mentioned also at the beginning of your talk about this, is that this analysis was exclusive to patients at low cardiovascular disease risk. So I think that's an important point for people to keep in mind. I guess the next question I would have for you, and this is the question a lot of clinicians have, is so yes, we do seem to have some data suggesting in patients in low cardiovascular disease risk that it may be safe for those patients. But what do you say about local regulations and local laws and local state laws? Because in some states, clinicians are not permitted to use phentermine for longer than 12 weeks. What's your sense about that?
That is true, because I used to be in Ohio. I moved to Iowa a few months ago, and Ohio, most of my time, I recognized that they allowed phentermine use only for 3 months. And I remember that after 3 months, I was able to move some of those patients to QCemia, which is the combination of phentermine and Topamax, for a few months, once they can afford it. And then I also remember that after a 6 month period, Ohio would let us restart the phentermine. I know there are a lot of legal issues there. We try to work on those. OMA try to work on those, but the change in Ohio is very slow in that regard.
Look, I think you and I can both agree that optimally, somebody would do a prospective randomized clinical trial to support efficacy and safety of phentermine. But for the foreseeable future, I just don't think that's going to happen, because it's quite an expense to do clinical outcome studies, cardiovascular disease outcome studies. Those are very expensive trials, very labor intensive. So again, If you don't have that kind of data, you have to go back to the data that you have. And I think you've outlined at least one strategy by which you can be consistent with the prescribing information and consistent with state laws, but at the same time, utilize anti-obesity agents as a way to help your patients. I mean, is that, that's what I'm hearing from you. Am I correct?
Exactly. Exactly. If I can add here, I know the patient and primary care clinician face a lot of difficulties in terms of knowledge, motivation, expectation, appropriate setting, affordability of medication and services for a user-friendly weight loss program. So all these barriers that we have as a primary care physician, once they are trained in obesity medicine and if they start following obesity algorithm, I feel like we are opening up a whole different way of managing chronic disease. So not only the weight problem, many, many other chronic diseases can be treated according to the guideline of weight management that obesity algorithm has. And it really trained me how to motivate patients. So that is a whole different way of bringing patient in the driver's seat. We give them the tools and motivate them and become successful to lose at least 10% body weight and all these other chronic diseases get better. So I feel like although we are little small association, but we are opening up a whole different way of treatment for not only obesity, chronic disease, and bringing all these four pillars to activate patient to take the health issue in their hand. And it is amazing how the motivational intervening and change of stage of changes happens if you provide them the appropriate tools. Here, this medicine is sitting there, which is affordable. And we have trouble in certain states that certain patient cannot afford it or cannot use it for longer term.
Yeah, it is. I share your frustration. It's hard enough, it's challenging enough for clinicians and their patients to achieve weight reduction, even more challenging for weight maintenance. And then you add on top of it challenges in getting anti-obesity drug therapy on a consistent basis. That also remains a challenge, but my sense of it is things are going to change. Things are changing. As you mentioned, the Obesity Medicine Association has been on the forefront as being the clinical leader in obesity medicine, where the membership is increasing all the time, year after year. The number of diplomates in obesity medicine are increasing year after year. So I think there's hope. I think there's reasons to be optimistic. And with specific regard to this article, just taking into account the points that you have made, we were able to come up with, I think, a generalized statement about the use of phentermine that I think fits the data. And I will quote the obesity algorithm. It says, although not studied in a prospective large randomized controlled clinical trial, the use of phentermine for longer than 12 weeks is supported by other data and opinion leaders, especially in patients at low cardiovascular disease risk. So I think that sort of nails down the one potential perspective on the use of phentermine. It's not for everybody. It's not for patients with cardiovascular disease, not at patients at risk for cardiovascular disease, but for patients at low cardiovascular disease risk, there are a lot of obesity medicine specialists that are utilizing this drug for their patients, and I just think that's the clinical reality as we have it today. Do you have any final comments, Dr. Ahmed?
I just want to read the conclusion of this article, if you let me.
Sure.
It's the conclusion for the other clinicians. It says, recommendation to limit phentermine use to less than 3 months do not align with current concept of pharmacological treatment for patients with obesity. Our results show that longer-term phentermine users experienced greater weight loss without apparent increase in cardiovascular risk. Then it goes on more, but that single statement, conclusion statement, really will help a lot of clinicians, and I'll encourage them to read it thoroughly, because that will help them some tools to talk with the patient and primary care physicians if needed.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's right. And and if people look at the abstract, they'll see something similar where it says, despite the limitations of the observational design, so again, not a prospective clinical trial, does have limitations, this study supports the effectiveness and safety of longer-term phentermine use for low-risk individuals. In other words, low cardiovascular disease risk individuals. Again, I don't want anybody taking away anything from this podcast that we're saying patients with heart disease, okay to use phentermine, or patients at risk for cardiovascular disease, okay to take phentermine. I don't think either one of us are saying that. What we're just simply saying is that at least in this article, and using the methodology that was used, it seemed to not increase the risk of cardiovascular disease over the duration for which they did the analysis. So, okay. So, Dr. Med, thank you very much. I think that's going to be really helpful for a lot of clinicians. And again, my name is Dr. Harold Bays, and you've been listening to the Obesity Medicine Association podcast of Obesity, a Disease.
Thank you, Drs. Bays and Ahmed. For more information about obesity medicine podcasts and other resources from the clinical leaders in obesity medicine, please visit www.obesitymedicine.org/podcasts. Loved the episode of Obesity, a Disease? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. The views expressed in this podcast episode are those of the show hosts and do not necessarily represent the opinions, beliefs, or policies of the Obesity Medicine Association or its members. Please check back in soon for another episode of Obesity, a Disease.